Stubborn.
Okay, anything else?
Stubborn, let me see.
Something headed.
Light-headed, no.
An animal?
Bull-headed.
Pardon?
Bull-headed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say, no, you wouldn't say. When the least little thing goes wrong, he gets upset, so he's very...
quick-tempered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
mad, angry.
All right. And if somebody is about to get angry, you say to him, just...
calm down.
Would you pronounce it that way?
No, I'd say calm down.
But do people around here say calm?
They say calm, yeah, uh-huh. Calm down.
Oh, that's nice to know. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
tired.
And if you're even more than just tired, you say you're all...
tuckered out.
Okay, how about a form of wear out?
Wear out. I'm worn out. I'd say I'm worn out.
And if a person had been well, and then you hear all of a sudden that he's got some disease, you say, well, when was it that he...
Recuperated, or...
Well, no, he's not recuperated.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When was it he...
Blank
sick. When was it he...
got sick, or...
If he'd been out in a draft and then he started sneezing, you say he must be...
catching a cold.
Mm-hmm. And if it affected his voice, he would be...
laryngitis.
Or if it... talking about it's getting very deep and husky, he's starts with an H.
Husky,
sounds like horse.
Horse, yeah.
Okay.
Very horse, yeah.
Yeah. And if I go, I've got a
cough or cold, cough, yeah.
Yeah. And if I might say, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little bit
tired.
Or meaning you want to take a nap, I'm feeling
sleepy.
And at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will, this was the construction we were talking about at lunch, I will
arise and wake up.
Wake up, okay. And then he's still sleeping, you'd better go
wake him up.
Okay, and we may as well go ahead and get the past tense of that. You would say yesterday he
waked up. Or
all right.
Woke up.
Pardon?
Woke up, mm-hmm. Or wake up.
And if somebody can't hear anything at all, he's stone.
Deaf.
And if he'd been working hard in the hot sun, he might take off his wet shirt and say, look how much I have
sweated and perspired.
What's a discharging sore that comes to a head?
Horizon or...
anything else for that?
Boil.
Uh-huh. And what is the stuff that drains out?
Corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it matter.
Mm-hmm. Ah, good, yes. You don't get that one very often. A lot of people say corruption. But what comes out of a blister?
Water, usually.
All right, and if a bullet goes through your arm, you have a bullet?
Wound.
All right, and what about a kind of skinless growth around a wound that might have to be cut out?
It's,
some kind of flesh.
Proud flesh.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a brown medicine they put on cuts.
Iodine.
Yeah, and what they used to give as a tonic for malaria.
Quinine.
And if somebody got shot and didn't recover, you'd say he...
died.
All right, and what's another way of saying die?
Kick a bucket.
Okay. No, is there a polite way of saying
no, he expired, I guess.
All right. Then you might say he's been dead a week and nobody has figured out what he
died from.
All right. And places where people are buried, a place where a person is buried is a
cemetery.
Is there
graveyard.
Another
graveyard?
Pardon?
Graveyard.
Okay. Then the box people are buried in is a
casket.
And the ceremony is the